on the course throughout the course of the 3 days of the tournament. And we'll have the rest of our staff out here as well hunting scores down for us so we can best keep you up to date on what's happening out on the course all weekend long. And I'll be up here at the clubhouse to let folks know what's happening back here also. And also, again, a feature this year. Last year we tried something a little bit different. It was kind of fun. We'll try it again this year. If you go to our website, not only will you be able to keep up on scores, we'll be posting an updated leaderboard. They give us scores after nine holes. So after nine, and then after they finish their day, we'll be posting an updated leaderboard on our website. Just go to the sports page at KJAN.com, and you'll be able to find that. But also, if you go to the TV page at KJAN.com, you'll be able to watch some of the action from the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Now, unfortunately, we're not CBS. We can't cover it like the Masters. We don't have 48 cameras all over the course. But we do have one, and it's up here at the first tee. So you'll be able to kind of watch these golfers get off and moving here with their rounds today. We have the first tee cam for you here today, so you can keep tabs on what's happening here and make sure that I'm still around doing my job too, I guess, to a certain extent. So you can kind of catch a little bit of that. And of course, as always, you can listen online too, not just at AM 1220 and FM 101.1, but you can also get online and listen at KJAN.com or on your smartphones. If you have the KJAN app, it's free. There's no reason not to have it. Go to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store and download that. It just takes a couple seconds to do that, and then it'll give you a direct link back to our streaming audio, our website, and all that kind of stuff. So it's an opportunity for folks to keep up on the tournament. Now, as far as the tournament itself goes, there's a lot of local flair to it. We did have one late entry come in yesterday afternoon. So officially, the tournament is 75 strong this year. There are 75 participants in the tourney. 44 of those will be playing in the championship division, and then 21 are playing in the senior division, and 10 are playing in the super senior division this year. The senior division, the cutoff there is 50 and over. The super seniors is 65 and over. There are a number of folks from around the area. In fact, 18 of the golfers who are participating in the Tournament Champions this year have ties to either the Atlantic Golf and Country Club or the Nishna Hills Golf Club here in Atlantic. And we have four total past champions, including a couple of senior champions. The defending champions, two of the three defending champs, are in our tournament this year as well. The championship division champion last year, which was Brad Hartkopf of Atlantic. He turned in the only under par score last year, shooting a one under par total for the weekend. And he is our defending champ. He's back in the championship division. Also the senior champion last year, Del Miller of West Liberty. He's been here, I don't know how many years, longer than I've been here. And he's been competing and participating for a very long time and got his first title last year in the senior division. So two of the three champions back to play again here this year in the Tournament of Champions, and we're looking forward to that. Now, as far as some of the local golfers that we'll be checking in on during the course of the day, some of those early tee times here today, too, we'll run down some of those for you. And they include the first tee time this morning is at 8:30. The first group will go off at 8:30 this morning. That'll be a threesome, and it'll be Zach Christensen and Jeff Goody, both of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, will be here today. These are the golfers playing in the championship division. Taylor Wheatley of the 5x80 Golf Club over by Stewart, he is also in that first group. That'll be just a threesome this morning going off early, and those are all open golfers. Also among those in the championship division, Ryan Kirkhoff of Griswold Golf and Country Club, Andrew Martin of Nishna Hills, last year's runner-up, and Evan Baldwin of the Villisca Country Club are in the second group at 8:40. Also in the championship division, Derek Jacobson of Atlantic, a top 25 finisher last year, Jason Branham of the Neola Golf Club, and Crestwood Hills' Jason Calhoun. They're all in the 9-10 grouping this morning. Gabe Hupp of Crestwood Hills and Kramer Samuelson of the Clarinda Country Club are in the 9-20 grouping. Also in the 9-30 grouping, Chris Nelson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, Scott Hummel of the Fremont County Golf Club, Barry Jacobson of the Harlan Golf and Country Club, and Dave Pratt of Lake Panorama National. They're all in the 9-30 grouping today. Also in the championship division today, Brad Hartkopf, the defending champ, is in the 10:30 grouping, along with Colby Beamer of the Bedford Golf Club and Colin Weaver of the Griswold Golf and Country Club. Rob Langfelt of Nishna Hills Golf Club is in the 10:40 grouping this morning. Kerry Cohorn of Quail Run over at Neola and Matt Haley of Happy Hollow and Creston are among the golfers in the 10:50 group today. Shane Burmeister and Darby McLaren, both representing the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, are in the 11 o'clock grouping. Also, Ross Martins of the Shelby County Golf Club, he's in the 11:20 grouping today. Those are some of the area golfers in the Open, the championship division. Now, also golfers in the senior division locally today. Arne Lystad will be part of a group going off at 8:50 this morning representing the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Also in the 9 o'clock grouping, Frank Rodriguez of Harlan Golf and Country Club, John Ashley of Fremont County Golf and Country Club, and then Rick Carter of Crestmore at Creston will be part of that 9 o'clock group in the senior division. Other senior participants today include Paul Huddleston of Nishna Hills Golf Club. He's in the 9:50 grouping. Mike Martin of Nishna Hills and Blair Hoig of Otter Creek are in the 10 o'clock grouping today. Also in the senior division today, Jeff Morenz of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club is part of a group playing in the 11-10 grouping this morning. And in the 11-30 grouping, Jim Turner of Audubon Country Club, Jim Wood of the Red Oak Country Club, and Daryl Armstrong of Crestwood Hills Golf Club in Anita, all in the senior division. They are in that 11-30 grouping today. Now, among the super seniors that are playing locally and their tee times. At 8:50 this morning, Richard Mitchell of Nishna Hills Golf Club will be teeing off, along with Perry Paulson of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Ed Lystad of the Nishna Hills Golf Club in the Super Senior Division will be in the 9 o'clock grouping this morning. In the 9:40 group, Jerry Hoff of the Oakland Golf Club, Keith Moore of Crestmore in Creston, and Donald Perrin of Happy Hollow down at Corning. They're all in the 9:40 grouping, playing in the Super Senior Division. Alan Yelly of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will be in the 10-10 grouping this morning. He's in the Super Senior Division as well. And also playing in the Super Senior Division, John Holmes, representing the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. He'll be teeing off in the 11-10 group this morning. First group goes off at 8:30. And again, the final grouping of the morning will go off at 11:40 this morning. 75 golfers in all competing for three different trophies, three championships in three different divisions, the championship division, the senior division, and the super senior division. Should be a lot of fun here this weekend. And, Chris, sometimes I think you have more fun than I do. I just sit here by the first tee and watch things go by. You actually get to be a part of everything.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun to watch those guys. You get the front row seat there in the cart as we follow them around all day, and I think a lot of people have fun, especially some of those that come out and watch and enjoy and just kind of enjoy the weather and see those golfers that are usually a little bit better than the rest of us get to play. And they, of course, bring the radios along with them out there, and that's kind of fun for them to be able to keep tabs of what's going on all around the course. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to get out there and see those guys play firsthand.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, right now, I tell you how exciting this is. Right now, if you check out our live webcam, you'll see exactly what I see. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing yet. But at 8:30 this morning, yeah, at 8:30 this morning, that'll all change real rapidly. So hope you get a chance to come on out. Again, admission to the Atlantic Golf and Country Club for this weekend's golf championship is absolutely free. You just wander on. All they ask is that you don't interrupt play. Follow the course. Have fun. Make it the weekend out of it. There's plenty of food, plenty of drink, and actually there's entertainment coming up Saturday night as well. Comedian Willie Farrell, oh, man, is that guy funny. He's going to be out here at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club Saturday night. I mean, outside of paying for food and drink, the only fee here is if you want to enjoy some great entertainment, it's just $15 for a ticket to enjoy Willie Farrell here at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. So hope you get a chance to come on out and enjoy all that. And if you do, say hi. We'll be here all weekend. And if you can't be here, make sure you check us out on the radio or on the web, and you can keep up with the 56th Annual Tournament of Champions. Chris, that's all I've got from out here this morning. I'm going to talk to you again in about 50 minutes or so. We'll have our first report right after the first group gets off the first tee here this morning. But for now, let's send it back to you and back to Brett from Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. We will turn things over once again here to Brett Holtz so he can let us know more about what's going on at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Pure Air is more than just a phrase to Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Pure Air is a sophisticated filter system that Lennox produces that combines the efficiency of a MERV 16 filter, the purity of an ultraviolet light, and the cleanliness of an electronic air cleaner. Every time your furnace fan runs, you can be assured that the air in your home is being cleaned to the ultimate. Allergy sufferers will love this machine, and homemakers will appreciate the cleanliness that this unit can produce. Pure Air is made exclusively by Lennox and only distributed through Lennox dealers. Give Camblin Plumbing a call today to inquire about one of these great air purifiers in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from James Branch Cabell. The optimist proclaims that we live in the best of all possible worlds, and the pessimist fears this is true.
There you go. We'll see. We'll see. That's weird.
That's a rattler.
Yeah. We'll see if that applies to anyone's golf game out there this weekend.
There we go. Yeah. Maybe. And the weather.
Yeah. That's true too. Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Brett. Appreciate you coming in here this morning, and thanks to Jim Field as well, as he's live at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club as we get ready for our Tournament of Champions coverage here for this 2014 tournament getting underway here this morning, and we'll have coverage throughout the weekend for you up until the championship round wraps up on Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Go out and make it a great day here on this Friday.